All right, welcome back inside our Proactive Newsroom. And joining me now is Ahmad Derudian. He's the CEO of Better Life Pharma. And Ahmad, good to have you back again. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you, Steve. Good to be here.
Yeah, so news release out today talking about clinical trials for AP003. So just before we talk about what was in the news release today, just remind everyone a little bit about AP003 and what's going on there.
Yeah, AP003 is an interferon alpha-2b inhalation format. It's our proprietary formulation that we've been working on for a good 3 years now. And back in, I think it was June, we announced that we have finally started working on both on the in vitro side in the lab, testing it against COVID-19 and its variants at the University of Western Ontario. And as well as we announced that we got approval to conduct clinical trials in humans in Chile, in a Catholic university, University of Santiago. So, and since then, if you follow this, AP003 has been proven to be a very potent antiviral agent. And it is, you know, world-renowned scientists and groups that believe in attacking the virus from various angles have really been supporting us to conduct and advance these experiments and trials that we've had. So, I don't know if you noticed today's press release, Dr. Eleanor Fish, the scientist, she's at the University of Toronto and Health, University Health Network. Her and her colleagues conducted a trial with an interferon alpha-2b early in 2020 in Wuhan, China. So when she joined our team and we've, you know, reformulated our interferon alpha-2b called AP003 now, we've been very happy with the progress that we've made in testing it through this various stages. So AP003 being the antiviral that it is, a potent agent, is proven to be more or less agnostic in terms of the variant and the way this virus is mutating. So it's very exciting for us because we think that this would be one of the treatments that people could use regardless of how this virus mutates, including Omicron, which is the, as you noticed, since last Friday has been causing serious concerns globally on the spread of this virus.
So the phase one trial is now complete. And Ahmad, maybe give me an idea. You were looking at the safety of it in phase one, right?
Right. So usually when you want to start something of these, you know, potency, as I said, interferon alpha-2b being such a potent agent, we are administering it through the lung. So one of the first things, you know, because of our nebulizers and devices, you have to show some safety data before you can start administering your dose to a wider, you know, a larger number of people. So happy to say that AP003 was proven to be in 18 patients, it was two sets of nine, was proven to be very, very safe in the patients that were tested in Chile.
Okay, and now, so what's the next step here? Now, is it going on to a phase two?
Yeah, so phase two has already started. We've recruited the first patient, I believe, this morning, and this is related to, we are doing 165 patients in COVID-19. And I think in Chile, as you saw in our in the press release, Dr. Arturo Borowski, the main investigator there, he says that the majority of the patients have Delta variant. Although we're not screening for this as going into this, but the 165 patients would be randomized, and this is a double blinded placebo controlled. So some will receive placebo and some will receive AP003. And that's basically for the next, 2-3 months, the group will be conducting these trials with AP003 in these patients.
All right. Well, we'll look forward to hearing more about that as it rolls on. Ahmad, congratulations on phase one. Look forward to hearing more about phase two, and we'll talk again soon.
Thank you. Thank you, Steve.
All right. There's Ahmad Daruddin, the CEO of Better Life Pharma.